Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Business Today podcast, bringing you all the live updates from Davos, where the World Economic Forum meet is underway. The annual World Economic Forum meet of the rich and the powerful began here with a special message from Pope Francis being read out at the opening ceremony. WEF founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab declared the summit open amid the ski resort receiving record snowfall. He also said all are here despite such weather as we are all part of a community. Prime Minister Modi, the first Indian Prime Minister in two decades to attend the summit, reached Davos. Apart from holding a series of meetings with business leaders, the PM will also hold bilateral talks with the President of Swiss Confederation, Alain Berset, and Prime Minister of Sweden. The opening plenary of the 48th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum is already generating a lot of attention and interest, with Prime Minister Modi set for his maiden inaugural speech. In an exclusive interview with India Today, WEF President Borj Brende said, "We are very much looking forward to listen to the Prime Minister's mission for India and the world. It is a significant visit for us." On the sidelines of the mega event, Mahindra & Mahindra Chairman Anand Mahindra spoke about the Prime Minister's agenda and India's role on the world stage. "I think he has recognized the WEF is today's one-stop destination to put forward your vision, which I presume is going to be Prime Minister Modi's vision too. In essence, he is here to tell the world his Man Ki Baat," explained Mahindra. Mahindra was also asked about Prime Minister Modi's offensive against criticism over structural reforms carried out by the Modi government after India's ranking on ease of doing business took a sharp jump. "These are the initiatives carried out with good intentions, so he does not need to be apologetic. And I think his timing, decision to visit Davos to address the world's who's who at the WEF is perfect. That shows India is ready to play a big role." What is superstar Shah Rukh Khan doing in the midst of all the political, business and world leaders? He received the Crystal Award along with Cate Blanchett and Elton John. Shah Rukh Khan is the founder of the non-profit Mir Foundation, which provides support to female victims of acid attacks and major burn injuries through medical treatment, legal aid, vocational training, rehabilitation and livelihood support. He was presented the award for his leadership in championing children's and women's rights in India. Shah Rukh Khan will also address a session called An Insight, An Idea with Shah Rukh Khan. The actor will be addressing issues of women empowerment in that session as well. Indian delegation, which is the fourth largest group at WEF Davos 2018, includes top industrialists, including Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani, Bajaj Auto Chairman Rahul Bajaj, Bharti Enterprises Chairman Sunil Mittal, and JSW Group Chairman Sajjan Jindal, Anand Mahindra of Mahindra and Mahindra, Tata Sons CEO N. Chandrasekharan are also present at the gathering. Kotak Mahindra Bank Chairman Uday Kotak said India needs to understand the subtle difference between sales and marketing and present the India story accordingly while positioning itself in the role of a statesman. SpiceJet CEO Ajay Singh, who turned around the budget carrier SpiceJet, said India has a terrific story to tell in Davos and there can be no one better than Prime Minister Modi to tell this story. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast from Davos. For more news and live updates, stay tuned.